Brecken?
Hey, Brecken, it's John, yeah, with Local Splash.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well. Well, not well, actually. The reason I blew you up back-to-back is we went to process your payment for your account with us, and I got a weird notification back that I actually hadn't come across before. It said suspected fraud. I sent you a text message. Yeah. So it declined the payment on that account, saying that there's, you know, suspected fraud on the account or something fraudulent happening with the account.
That's weird. I just used my card today. It's through Credit Karma. Recently, I've been getting a lot of calls from them verifying my transactions. It'll be like a computer, and they'll tell me to put in my information and ask me if this transaction is valid.
Yeah, Yeah, remember I told you, maybe you have a notification now.
Let me take a look.
Yeah, it's possible. But maybe because of that home advisor thing that I was telling you about yesterday is, maybe I was thinking if you reported it already, they might have put a hold on the card because they try to send stuff to collection sometimes.
No, it just says the purchase was declined. I don't have any other notifications from them.
Yeah, usually you can accept it or verify that it was you. Makes sense, though, because if it's a transaction from a Google partner, the Google headquarters, they use a VeriSign secure database. And it does pinpoint where the IP address is processing the payment, so it would have came across as a California transaction from your bank, and you're in Ohio. So that would also make sense, too, if you have that, security already on there, and then it's saying, you're an Ohio-based customer, and then the transaction's from California, you know. But usually in that situation, it doesn't say fraud. That was the weird thing. It was like suspected fraud. I've never come across that before. So I don't know if you had maybe with the home advisor stuff going on and you were saying Credit Karma.
Yeah, I haven't really had any issues using my card or anything. I'm actually $80 short of $299 today. I'm 30 minutes away from getting this job done, but I got to get out of here. Because they need their house back for the evening. I haven't finished first thing in the morning, but yeah, that's where I'm at.
Gotcha. So that's probably why it also declined, you're saying? It's because there's not $299 in there? Okay.
Right. Yeah, but the fraud thing is definitely odd.
Yeah, that's weird, because normally if it's not, like, the money's not in there, that's like what I was telling you yesterday. I'm like, it won't overdraft you. It'll just decline it.
Right.
But it'll say, like, declined insufficient funds usually. It wouldn't say... fraud. So I've never seen that. I didn't know if there's something else going on. But what I can do just to get your foot in the door on the first month is I can stall the Facebook ads portion of it and just get you going with the Google and everything else at $199. We'll still build the website and everything. And then I can we can always add the Facebook ads next month if that's something that you really want.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Okay, let me try to clear it at $199 and see what it says.
Okay.
Let me just take the Facebook ads off your subscription. Okay, $199. Process. Okay, it looks like it's going through now.
Yeah, I like Credit Karma a lot. They've been really, really good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I have Schools First Credit Union, so I don't really use Credit Karma. But, you know, I understand. Like, credit unions and Credit Karma, like, those guys, they're amazing. You know, I did have Credit Karma before, but they do a really good job of kind of monitoring every penny. So that you're not getting anything taken from you, so... But yeah, it looks like you cleared at $199, so you're gonna receive an invoice receipt and an outline of the agreement. You're getting everything else that we originally agreed on in that platinum package. I just only removed the Facebook ads. Like I said, we could always add that later on. It's just the package pricing structure will go back up to $299, but you'll have to initiate that. Okay, I'm not going to automatically do that. It's going to be set up to automatically renew at $199 on the 15th of each month.
Okay, so if I want Facebook, I have to...
Yeah, you have to initiate it. You got to call me and say, hey, I want to upgrade it, or you can even text me and just say, hey, I want to upgrade to the Facebook ads, and we'll get that up and running for you.
Okay.
But at least this way you have the Google listing. That's where 90% of your calls are going to come from anyway, even if you did have the Facebook ad. So that's the
right, I figured.
Yeah, that's just what everybody uses. All right, so you got a client interview scheduled here shortly, though. I'm just going to notate this account so that they know not to go over the Facebook portion of that, and then they'll circle back with you. It's supposed to be between, it's like 30 minutes from now, I believe.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll probably be just about getting home. Do you think I'll need to be on my phone, or do I just have to answer questions?
Yeah, it's just answering questions. It's mostly general knowledge information about your business. They're not going to ask anything crazy, and we don't ask you to hop on the computer and do anything. You know, we kind of assume everybody we work with is like an 80-year-old guy that's like obsolete. So we do everything on that part. We just want to make sure we're representing you properly. It's people's first impression of your company.
Gotcha.
All right. Well, thank you for signing up. You know, welcome aboard. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, you still have my direct number and extension. Do you need me to resend that to you, or you still have it, right?
Nope, I've got it.
Okay, yeah, save it to your phone. If you need anything, just give me a call, and then I'll make sure everything's going smoothly. Once you got it, I'll back up. I'll stop bothering you so much.
All righty, sounds good.
All right, you have a great rest of your day. I'll talk to you soon.
You as well. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.